So, Jack, could you tell me first what made you go into business? How did it all start?
I'm what you might call an accidental businessman. By that, I mean I didn't start out with a clear aim of going into business. I'm not someone like Richard Branson, who always knew they were going to work for themselves. I used to have a business guide who taught me so much. And it's because of her that I knew what I wanted to do.
I see. So what's your biggest tip to someone starting their own business?
Well, I'd say the most important thing is to do something that you already know about or can learn very quickly. But as for everyone else you work with, they have to believe in you and be able to take you seriously. So my advice is to build a business around something you know and love.
Mm. I imagine that digital marketing is very important in your business, is it?
Definitely. For us, it's not just important, it's essential. Most of our customers communicate with us using the internet. So the older traditional ways of selling products and services to huge groups of people are slowly dying out. Digital marketing, using websites and apps and so on, is taking over. It's the future. And if businesses don't keep up with that, then they will lose out. It's that simple.
What's been your proudest moment in business so far, Jack?
Well, there have been several, actually. I still remember when I won the award for Businessman of the Year. It was a few years ago now. But walking onto the stage to receive the prize was a great feeling, especially when you know how many business people were at that ceremony.
Hmm.
Being able to provide for my family and buy them anything they want also makes me feel good. But if I had to choose just one thing, it'd probably be the day I employed my first member of staff. I remember thinking, wow, this person's going to work for me. I'm the boss.
And how important is it to have a guide when you start out?
Oh, the greatest thing you can have is someone who's willing to share their experience and knowledge with you as you're building your business. A good guide is like having a driving instructor who can help you perfect a skill. With you driving the car, while they give feedback and advice when you need it. It can help you avoid making some of the worst mistakes. For me, that's what having a guide's all about. And I think that a guide has to own or have owned a business themselves.
Jack, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really interesting.